We're going to have a short reading, and Arnie's going to come and just read a couple of verses to us. Just reminding us of who we are in Jesus.
So this is taken from 1 Peter 2 and verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Amen.
Now we've got another Bible reading.
So our second Bible reading this morning is taken from 1 Peter 2, verses 4 and 5. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Arnie. So this morning we're thinking about what is the church? What is the church? So we're going to think about it in three different ways. Up the arrows, I think they're a bit of a giveaway. So we're thinking about the church. We're thinking about our relationship with God. So the church is primarily a place or a people who worship God. Okay? God has called us, we put our trust in him, and primarily we are to grow in our relationship with God. So, how do we do that? In our reading, it mentioned that we are living stones. Anybody a living stone here? All of us, if we're trusting it, we are living stones, but the cornerstone or the foundation stone is Jesus. Okay. Sorry?
It's the wrong way around.
Oh, is it? Not to me, it wasn't. Okay. So, Jesus. I'm going to put Jesus here on his throne, because Jesus, don't touch. So we gather around in a little circle, okay, I'll join four of us, and we're trying to illustrate that Jesus is at the centre, it's all about him, and one of the ways we worship is by songs, and we might want to just raise our hands. Okay? Well, yeah, you feel free to join us, that's good. So we're worshiping Jesus who's on the throne, and as we do that, we grow in our relationship with him. We draw closer to him. Another way we might do that is by praying. Okay, so we're praying, and Jesus is at the centre. We're calling upon him, we're asking him, we're thanking him. So we're praying. And again, that grows our relationship with Jesus. Another way would be reading the Bible. So we've got our Bible open. We're reading our Bible. We might even be memorising the Bible or meditating on it. Allowing God's word to feed us, to nourish us, to help us grow. Okay, so this is a picture of the church, isn't it? Jesus at the centre, and we're growing our relationship with him through worship, through praying together, through studying God's word, reading God's word, meditating on it. All of that helps us grow our relationship with God. Now, there's only three of you here. I want to ask you to go and pick someone else and bring them up. That's your challenge. Because the church isn't just a small group. So more and more people gather together around Jesus at the centre, and we worship him. And we bring our prayers to him. And we get to know him by the Bible, and reading God's word day by day. The church, you know, the kind of number one thing, if you like, the priority of being part of God's church, which we are, is to grow our relationship with him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so the church is primarily about a body of people that God has called and chosen to worship him, to grow our relationship with him. But it's more than that. We also need to grow our relationship with each other. We need each other, don't we, in the body of Christ. Now, we don't live as Christians in isolation. We need each other. And the Bible talks a lot about that. It talks about loving one another, encouraging one another, praying for one another, even admonishing one another. Because sometimes we just need a little correction, don't we? Gentle correction. No, we need one another. Now, why don't you stand up and look around? Look around you. Go on, stand up, look around, and see who you see. Can you just see how different we all are? Okay? There we are. Okay, I think you can sit down. We are so different, aren't we? God has made us all different. There are young ones. And ones who are not as young. There are different genders. There's male, there's female. Some of you have been Christians for many, many years. Some of you are just maybe starting that journey, or maybe not quite on that journey yet. Different cultures, different colours of skin. We are all so different, aren't we? Yet God brings us together as a family. And he's given us different gifts, different talents, in order to build up his church. Now, we're not meant to be takers all the time. We're to be givers. We're to be contributors, to use what God has given to us. You might think, well, I don't have much to offer. And Paul talks about that in one of his letters. He says, there's no part of the body that's more important than the other. Now, you might think, I'm just a little finger in the body, or a little toe or something. Well, actually, you'd find it very hard to walk and keep your balance, even if you didn't have a toe, you know, a toe missing. Every part of the body matters. You matter, I matter. Are we contributing? Are we giving? Are we giving financially? Are we giving our time? Are we using what God's given us together as his body? That's how God grows his church, isn't it? That's how we grow as his people. As we build relationships together, and as we serve in ways that God calls us to serve, we actually begin to reflect Jesus to the outside world. Now, as they see how much we love one another, how well we work together despite all our differences, it is like a witness to the world outside. So are we playing our part? Are you playing your part within the body of Christ? Don't be a spectator. Be a contributor. Be part of what God is doing in growing and building his church. See, we need each other, don't we? I need you. Hopefully you need me too. We all need one another. And God has designed a church that way, so that together we all do the things that God has called us to do. And it becomes a beautiful thing. And it's how God will grow his church. Washed. So we've thought about the church, haven't we? Primarily it's about our relationship with God. And we grow that through worship and praying together. And getting to know God's word, reading it, reflecting on it, studying it. Then we thought about the church's inward, our relationships with each other, what we contribute, how we build each other up, how we serve, what we're able to give to each other in love. But then there's a third aspect to the church, and it's not up or in, but it's out. So when you get good news, you don't just keep it to yourself, do you? Now you're getting excited, you see. You're thinking about the Quality Street. I mean, if you become a grandparent, you want to tell the world, don't you? Or a parent. When we have good news, we want to share it with others, don't we? See, when we have something good, we don't keep it to ourselves. We want to share with others, don't we? And as Christians, we have got the best news to share. We've got news about how we can be reconciled to God. People like us, all of us who have been alienated from God, separate from God because of our sin, through Jesus can find ourselves being reconciled to God. As we repent of our sin, as we put our faith in Jesus. And as we do that, we become part of his family. Part of what God is doing in the world. And we also have the hope, not only of God with us in this life, but God with us forever. You know, this life is really quite short. And with every passing year, it gets shorter and shorter, doesn't it? But this life is not all there is. I suppose the question is, are we keeping that to ourselves? Are we keeping the good news of Jesus to ourselves and enjoying it for ourselves? Or do we share it with others? You know, we can share it in different ways. People should see Jesus in us, how we live our lives. But they also need to hear about Jesus. So that is part of God's church. Being part of God's church is that we worship him, that he is central to all that we do, and then there's this inward relationship with each other, serving, contributing, getting to know each other better, working together for God's purposes. But then there is the outward as well. As we go from church on Sunday, as we meet people during the week, are we sharing the good news? Are we taking opportunities? Are we looking for opportunities? Praying for opportunities? And in doing so, we know God will be with us. God will help us to be his witnesses.
His name's Connor.
Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for your church. Maybe in the eyes of the world, the church may look a bit of an oddity. And yet, Lord, through your church, you are building your kingdom. You are restoring lives that are broken, bringing hope, bringing forgiveness, bringing life in all its fullness. Lord, we thank you that you've called us and chosen us to be your people here on earth, the body of Christ. And part of that, Lord, is that we can pray for one another. Lord, we think of Connor and the tragedy that occurred the other week. Lord, have mercy, we pray, on his soul. And for family and friends who are having to cope and come to terms. Father God, would you surround each with your love and your care, your comfort. And we pray for Mervyn, Lord, in that hospital bed, all alone and yet not alone. Lord, may you be very real to Mervyn. Lord, such a faithful child of God and over many, many years. Lord, we ask that he might know peace in his heart and your presence with him. Lord, thank you for the good news that Sophie has got a new job. And Lord, we pray for her as she makes that transition from one post to another. And Lord, we just pray for her in all the days ahead that you will continue to bless her and use her. And Lord, we simply want to commit ourselves to you as we've thought about the church. The up that you'd help us, Lord, to grow our relationship with you. To do that intentionally in worship and prayer. To take time to read your word. Lord, that you'd help build us closer together as a body. Help us to grow relationships with each other. To serve where you call us to serve. To give, whether it's financially, give time, energy, gifts, talents, and to leave it at your feet, that you would use each and every one of us. But Lord, help us not to keep this good news to ourselves. Lord, we all have family or friends, work colleagues, and maybe they're on our heart, Lord. Would you show us how we might just have conversation to be able to talk about you? So we pray for your help, Lord. We ask you to go with us throughout this week and all that we do. Lord, receive the thanks and praise of our hearts as we offer our worship to you this morning, in the name of Jesus. Amen.